Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Song and a Bible Reading. And, you know, I thought of coming up with some cool name for it, but, you know, it's just a simple song and a Bible reading. The aim of it is to set our day right, bring us a closer walk with the Lord, help us to get to know Him better. And that is the goal, and I'm so glad that you've chosen to do that this morning. Spending time with the Lord is always rewarded. Many, many, many times fold. You know, I heard it said once, well, I don't have time to spend time with the Lord. Well, reality is, you don't have time not to, because He's the one that arranges the things, every little detail in our life. He says, we may plan our ways, but the Lord directs the steps. And you know, if you want things to go right, and for you not to have to feel, oh, you know, I wish things would have went this way, or I wish it would have went that way, just commit all these things to the Lord. Spend a little time letting Him know how much you trust Him, how much you love Him, how much that you believe He will do everything in His power to put you on the right track if you'll just submit yourself to Him. And then that's the way to live stress-free. That's the way to allow your life to be a picture of faith. You know, that's what faith is, seeing things with God's eyes. Faith is believing that God has everything in His control, no matter what we think. Sometimes we like to direct God, but He knows better than we. So thank you for joining me and setting your faith in a good direction this morning. As I was on a little walk, here was a song that came to me. There's a longing in my heart for Jesus. There's a longing in my heart to see His face. I am weary, oh so weary, of traveling here below. There's a longing in my heart for Him. There's a longing in my heart for Jesus. There's a longing in my heart to see His face. I am weary, oh so weary, of traveling here below. There's a longing in my heart for Him. You know, when we think of songs like that, it says, I am so weary of traveling here below. You know, I don't necessarily think the songwriter was talking about, I'm so tired of being on earth, or I'm so tired of having to deal with things on a day-to-day basis, maybe my job, or maybe my family, or maybe my health. But his longing was to see Jesus. And I've said this before, is we don't have to wait until we go the way of the grave to see Jesus. That's the wonderful thing. Jesus is here with us. He will come again in the flesh. We know that. But right now, He is here in His body. The head will follow, but the body is here, and we can see Jesus, and we can be brought from living here below in our fleshly nature to rising above and living in the realms of the Spirit. So He's not talking about leaving this earth. He's talking about seeing Jesus and trusting in Him and walking in that light and righteousness that only Jesus can give. So no matter what you're going through, you may feel like, I just wish it would all end. But what we really want, and the answer really is to see Jesus. Amen?
There's a longing in my heart for Jesus. There's a longing in my heart to see His face. I am weary, oh so weary, of traveling here below. There's a longing in my heart for him.
So let's all rise up in the Spirit and see Christ in one another. Did you know we could do that? We can see Christ working and living in many things. And let me repeat again, we know he'll come in the flesh. He promised he would in like manner as he left. But right here now, he has a body on earth that he's bringing together. He's bringing together a body of Christ that will rule and reign with him in the kingdom of God. And you have a part in that if you'll submit yourself to him. Amen. We are going to be moving along in John 2. But before that, get one of these CDs. We are going to be in Ponca City, Oklahoma tonight, live and in person. And we'd love to see you there. If you're anywhere near Ponca City, that's kind of on the north edge of Oklahoma, straight north of Oklahoma City. So if you're in Kansas, Oklahoma, or anywhere close, just come out and see us. We'd love to meet you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are very tired of living here below. We want to live in the Spirit. We want to rise above the things that so often get us down. Lord, help us to drop those things which so easily beset us, and help us to ride on the wings of salvation, Lord, that we could live with you, in those heavenly places. So Lord, help us with that today, and your word is that avenue that can take us there. And by your Spirit, Lord, help us to take in the things that we need to take in, make those changes that need to be made, and help us walk on with you. Help us to be of some use to someone today. Help us to bring a smile. Help us to bring some thought. Help us, Lord, as we minister to those round about us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, in John chapter 2, verse 1, "And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called, and his disciples, to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto them, They have no wine. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants, Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. Jesus saith unto them, Fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he saith unto them, Draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom." I'm just going to stop here. Can you imagine what the servants thought? Here this Jesus says for them to put water in the firkins, in the barrels, and bring it out to the governor. And they knew it was water in there. I can't imagine what they would have thought. 10. "And saith unto them, Every man at the beginning set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. After this he went down to Capernaum, he and his mother and his brethren and his disciples, and they continued there not many days. And the Jews' Passover was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem, and found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves, and the changers of money sitting. And when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the money changers, the changers' money, and overthrew the tables. And said unto them that sold doves, Take these things hence, make not my father's house a house of merchandise. And his disciples remembered that it was written, The zeal of thine house has eaten me up. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, What sign showest thou unto us, seeing that thou doest these things? Jesus said unto them, Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple in building, and wilt thou rear it up in 3 days? But he spoke of the temple of his body. When therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this unto them, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said. Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, in the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself unto them, because he knew all men, and needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. Wonderful start to Jesus' ministry. Oh Lord, give us the heart to believe in him. Thanks so much for joining me today. We got a few things to do on the farm and around the house before we get going today to Ponca City, Oklahoma. And we just are looking forward to seeing all the good folks there. And we hope we can see you there too. Lord willing, we'll see you tomorrow morning with a special Sunday edition of Song and Bible Reading. I'll try and convince Anna to come and help me out. Yeah, I think she kind of likes it, so I won't have any problem with that. And we hope to see you there. Have a beautiful day. And hey, commit yourself unto the Lord. Commit everything that you do unto him. Invite him along with what you're doing today and live in those heavenly realms. Okay? Let's not be stuck living here below. Have a good day.